Well, hello and welcome to the Good News Hour here on Glitter Beam with me, Ben Barry. It's Monday the 12th of April and I'm here with you until 3 o'clock bringing you positive feel-good news stories to get you through your day. And as we all know, I'll be playing some absolute bangers along the way too. And I think we all need some cheering up after the sad news on Friday about the death of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh. It's been a tough weekend here in the UK, but I'm here to cheer you guys up, lift some spirits and get everyone happy and just feeling good. And obviously it is the 12th of April, which means restrictions are being eased in England. Pubs are opening, hairdressers are opening, gyms, restaurants, bars, everywhere is opening, being eased, obviously for outside service. But I feel like I'm going to have no listeners today, because I feel like everyone's going to be at the pub if they can, if they're not working. Or they might be skiving work to go to the pub, I don't know. But if you are listening and you've got a positive news story that you want to share and feature on next week's show, get in touch with me at benbarry@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjbarry19. Coming up, we have music from Ava Max, Florence and the Machine and Avicii, but kicking off today's show is Wilkinson and Becca Hill with Afterglow.
Even though the dancing's done, don't worry cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. Someone hold us right back, cause we want this night to last. Smoke gazers, stars and ravers, afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow. Lights and action, strong attraction, afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow. Even though the dancing's done, don't worry cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. Someone hold us right back, cause we want this night.
On to our first story of the Good News Hour this afternoon, and an 89-year-old granddad is roller skating into his 90s. Dr. John Wilcox, or Roller John as he has now been named, plans to skate 3.5 miles by next January. He aims to complete an average of 2 laps every week in order to raise money for Fair Share, who supports hungry children and their families, and it's such an amazing charity. So John is roller skating laps of his driveway in his courtyard where he lives, and he initially set out to raise £500, but he smashed his target and raised a whopping £30,000. John was inspired by Captain Tom Moore, who we all know and love, and writing on his fundraising page, John said that he cannot find the words to describe how I feel, and that people's generosity has made his initial target of £500 look a bit silly. Just a little bit silly, John, because you've raised a lot more than that. His Just Giving page is still up and will remain up until the 18th of January 2022. But good luck, John. You're absolutely smashing it, and I'm sure you will raise a lot more.
watching me under the light. Can I realign? They say it's easy to leave you behind. I don't wanna try. Cut cover, take that test. Hold courage to your chest. Don't wanna wait for you. Don't wanna have to lose all that I've compromised to feel another high. I've got to keep it down.
Glitterbeam.
Time to lay down some serious sound.
So what? I'm still a rock star. Yeah. Here, Jerris, and the bells are ringing.
And I just love the song.
You ever see it when you're all alone? Or are you just another crush?
Baby, now and then I think about me now and who I could have been. And then I picture all the perfect that we lived. Till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Oh, my mind's gonna mind my mind of its own right now, and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby. My head and my heart are torturing me.
Oh,
like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby.
That was Ava Max with My Head and My Heart here on Glitter Beam. You are listening to Good News Hour, and who even needs the pub when you've got me on a Monday afternoon? You don't need the pub. Just go home and listen to me, please. But anyway, the Hollywood legend Dick Van Dyke has been supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, I did that. And he has been handing out money for people standing in lines for jobs. Now, the 95-year-old actor is widely known for his role in Mary Poppins, as I've just, you know, kind of established here with what I said. But over the years, he has spent and he has been spotted doing all sorts of things to help the community. And for the past 20 years, he's been volunteering at an LA shelter called the Midnight Mission. But last week, the veteran actor showed up at Los Angeles Malibu Community Labor Exchange, and he began handing out wobs of cash to people who was seeking for jobs outside. It's not known how much money was giving out, but according to the Good News Network, the recipients were touched by his heartwarming act of kindness. I think he's such an amazing man. What a beautiful story of, you know, actors helping people in their time of need. If you've got a story like that, and if you've got a good news story, please get in touch with me at benbarry@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjbarry19.
Lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little. Made for men to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without. We'll be right back.
that was Elton John there with I'm Still Standing here on The Good News Hour. Now, I'm about to tell you how opera singers are helping people with long COVID. The English National Opera has launched an online programme to help people suffering from lingering and debilitating COVID symptoms, primarily shortness of breath. Now, long COVID is something that we don't know too much about at the moment, so anything, any studies or anything into it is absolutely amazing right now. And this has been designed, as I said, by the English National Opera and medical experts. It's 6 weeks long and the patients are taught exercises to improve posture and breath control. They also link sing lullabies, which helps alleviate the anxiety that comes from struggling to breathe. This launch follows a pilot program after the majority of participants reported improvements in their breathlessness and feeling a lot less anxious. Colette, who was a participant in the pilot program, said, "I know that my breath control is better now. My posture is better. I can go into meetings and get my point across without suffocating on each breath." Now, what a good story. As I said, like, long COVID is something that not many of us know too much about, but this is a great way to help people who are struggling with those longer symptoms of COVID-19.
Hit music. Don't worry, there's no doubt.
was always something to cry about. When you're stuck in an angry crowd, they don't think what they say before they open their mouth. You go to
crack up your troubles in your own bin bag and bury them beneath the sea.
I don't care what the people may say, what the people may say about me.
Crack up your troubles, get your own bin bag, don't worry about the Calvary.
I don't care what the whisperers say, 'cause they whisper too loud for me. Hot topic, maybe I should drop it. It's a touchy subject, and I like to tiptoe around the shit going down. You got a penny, no pound. So if your business is running out, it's not my business to talk about. They don't think what they say before they open their mouth. Put a
crack up your troubles in your own bin bag and bury them beneath the sea.
I don't care what the people may say, what the people may say about me.
Crack up your troubles, get your own bin bag, don't worry about the Calvary.
I don't care what the whisperers say, 'cause they whisper too loud.
Crack up your troubles in your own bin bag and bury them beneath the sea.
I don't care what the people may say, what the people may say about me.
Crack up your troubles, get your own bin bag, don't worry about the Calvary.
I don't care what the whisperers say, 'cause they whisper too loud.
That was Eliza Doolittle there with Pack Up here on The Good News Hour. You are listening to Glitterbeam, and what an amazing story. Well, not amazing, but cute. It's such a cute story I have up for you next. An Aldi worker goes above and beyond for a girl who was left in tears over a sold-out toy. Now, Kat Stevenson has praised an Aldi worker, Jamie, after he went, like I said, above and beyond to ensure that her little girl was able to get the toy she'd been saving up to buy. So Kat took her daughter Alison shopping with her, and Alison wanted a toy she had spotted and saved up pocket money for, but only to realise that the toy was sold out. I mean, we've all been there as kids, but even if the toy was in stock, I probably still wouldn't have been allowed to get it. So, I mean, but seeing how upset Alison was, the store manager Jamie began to ring round all the local Aldi stores in York, but he wasn't able to find one. Jamie then said if they came back in store a few days later, he would have given Alison his own toy he purchased for his baby, saying that the toy wouldn't have been missed anyway. So a few days later, Alison and Kat went back to the store and Jamie gave Alison the toy, and Alison named it after Jamie, who I'm sure is her hero, by, you know, getting her one and giving her his own. I just thought that was such a cute story. I love that. It is so cute. It's what we all need right now. It's what we all need here on the Good News Hour.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the God is just too rough. time after time, I think it's just no good. Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
That was Florence and the Machine with You've Got the Love. Now, if you've been listening for the past few weeks, ever since the Goodness Hour started, you know we're all about community, helping people out and supporting local charities. And that is exactly what these Yorkshire School Girls have been doing. They raised £1,700 for the Salvation Army. Last Christmas, Citra's sisters, Petra and Fora, witnessed the work that the Ripon Salvation Army did to support the vulnerable. The girls were so inspired that they wanted to do something themselves to support the Salvation Army. Along with their classmates, the two girls organised a sponsored move-a-thon from which they raised almost £1,700. The move-a-thon included jumping, skipping, running on the spot, dancing and doing gymnastics for as long as they could, which sounds like a bit too much work for me, but well done girls. This is such a great story and you've absolutely smashed it, and I'm sure the Salvation Army appreciated your work so much. And if you've got a positive news story like this that you want to share and feature on the show, get in touch with me at benbarrett@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjbarrett19.
Music with Sparkle.
Now it's time for today's news and weather. Stay with me though, as after that, here on The Good News Hour with me, Ben Barry, we have a lot more good news and great music from Paloma Faith, Avicii and DJ Fresh. Well, hello and welcome back to The Good News Hour with me, Ben Barry, here on Glitterbeam. If you've got a feel-good positive news story that you want to share and feature on next week's show, please get in touch with me at benbarrett@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjbarrett19. As I've mentioned, we've got music coming up from Alma, DJ Fresh and Avicii, but kicking off part two is Paloma Faith with Upside Down.
I do it.
So, an Indian fisherman has been transforming plastic waste into roads. So, as we all know, plastic bottles, toys, flip-flops and ropes are just some of the items swept up by fishermen by their nets when they're out fishing in the Kollam coast on the southern state of India. But instead of chucking this waste away, they have offered it a new lease of life. The fishermen drop off the plastic onshore to be processed and sold onto road builders. Their work contributes to a 2017 Klee Sea scheme, which was set up by the Indian government's Harbour Engineering Department. Since the initiative started, they have collected roughly 80,000 kilograms of plastic that has gone towards building 135 kilometers of road. Now, I thought this was such a great story because we all know that some of the plastic and the waste that is washed up on shores of other countries primarily do come from countries like the UK in the West, and it's not their waste, it's ours that gets washed up there usually. And it's just great that they're now using all this plastic to build roads for their infrastructure. I think it was such a great story. And if you've got a story like this, you know where to contact me, benbarry@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjbarry19.
In the evening, I'm all up in my feelings. So call your phone, cause I can't get enough. And I got work in the morning, early, early in the morning. But who needs sleep when we're loving it up? Oh, then what I gotta do this the hard way. My body wants to be in arms, baby. Something I'll regret in the morning. But I just can't resist when you're calling. To the right, yeah, I do it for you. And I got work in the morning, early, early in the morning. Who needs sleep when I'm rocking with you?
I'm not afraid to was Post Malone.
Seasons change and our love went cold. Feed the flag cause we can't let go.
I'm Dua Lipa.
Don't show up.
It's Anywhere I Need.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's yours truly, Jason Derulo.
Savage love. Did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but you're savage love.
It's today's best.
This is Glitterbeam.
Don't upset the rhythm, no. Don't upset the rhythm.
The time is right. The sun is sleeping in the sky. Free your mind, you never know what you might find. What's your vice? You know we won't compromise. So let me show you something super beautiful. Let's rock the boat, the magic is unstoppable. Fall on the floor, it's the rhythm you've been waiting for. Pure delight, kick, snare, hat, ride. It's all up.
That was Don't Upset the Rhythm by The Noisettes here on The Good News Hour. Now, keeping with the pollution theme, the UK recorded its greenest day ever. The British electricity grid was the greenest it's ever been on Easter Monday, because 80% of energy being provided in the UK was coming from zero carbon energy sources. Obviously, there was low demand on that day as it was Easter Monday, so people weren't working and the weather was so hot and sunny. But this shows that we are going in the right direction. So here are the statistics for you guys. On that day, wind power made up 39% of the electricity mix, solar power was 21%, and nuclear was 16%, meaning that the zero carbon power sources made up almost 80% of the UK's power. And I just think what a great story that is, because that shows that we're going in the right direction to be a carbon neutral country. But what are you doing to contribute to a greener planet? Let me know at benberry@glitterbeam.co.uk or on Twitter at benjberry19.
It's like old times, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me mashing up your airwaves. I know you can't get enough of my sound. It's like old times, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me.
That was DJ Fresh with Gold Dust here on the Good News Hour. I actually think that was the first song I ever downloaded on my old little Nokia brick when I was younger. But anyway, on the Good News Hour, we do like to talk about the work people do to support the homeless. And this is no different. A teenage refugee has been collecting thousands of coats for charity. Now, when Ashes was 18 years old, he arrived in Utah and he believed he was given this amazing opportunity. And while he was working in KFC, he met a homeless man and they got chatting. And Ashes got to learn more about the homeless man's story and his background, and that made Ashes wanted to help and help the homeless community. So he launched a clothing drive called Ashes Collects Clothes back in 2019, and ever since then he's been collecting clothes and donating them to the homeless. Now, I just thought what an amazing story this was. Like, Ashes came from a refugee background, he arrived in America, and he's using like his story and, you know, his past to help people less fortunate than him. And I thought this was such an inspiring story and I wanted to share it with you guys. And you know, if you've got a story similar, please let me know and it will feature on next week's show.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. Can't put out, carve your name into those shining stars. He said go venture far beyond the shores, don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll live behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. These are the nights to never die.
father told me.
Well, that was Avicii with The Nights and Alma there with Chasing Highs here on the Good News Hour on Glitterbeam. Now, last week I spoke about an initiative, if you remember, to combat loneliness in the older generations by pairing them up with younger people and listening to like classical music. And I said it reminded me of a programme on Channel 4, and my amazing friend Lauren, who listens every week, big shout out to Lauren, messaged me to say the programme that I couldn't remember the name of was Old People's Home for 4-year-olds. So thank you, Lauren, for letting me know what the program was called, as I knew it was somewhere in my brain, but I just couldn't remember. But anyway, guys, like I said, sadly, this is all we have time for on the Good News Hour. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really do appreciate it. I'll be back same time, same place here on Glitterbeam next Monday, bringing you all the latest positive news stories and all the bangers, as you know. But stay tuned, as coming up next is the Musical Elixir.